is Monday. It's 10:23. I had set an alarm to get up at 8:30. And this is how well it went. I didn't go to bed till like 4. I'm working on this writing thing and I need to get it done. So this is going to be quick. October 5th and 6th. This Friday and Saturday in Princeton at Catch a Rising Star. I will be there. So you be there if you can at all. Please fucking get on a bus today and head towards New Jersey. It's a beautiful state. There's so much to do. You got great adventure. There's an aquarium somewhere. There's Princeton, the town of Princeton, that university there where the smart people are. You got that. So much to do. I understand there's skiing in some part of it. Maybe not this time of year, but there's probably a water park. Maybe not now, but you know, come see me. And you can go to New York, go to Philadelphia. There's plenty to do. It's a beautiful part of the country. All right, now that I've sold you on that, let me know. Let me know if you're going to be there. That's important. Because I'd like to say hi. Now, I guess we'll just look at the news. I don't know, this weekend, I was just working on this thing. So there's not a lot to talk about. I got some good Chinese food yesterday, and then it made me sick. So, I don't know what to say about that. I'm not going to tell you the name of the restaurant because I don't know if it was their fault. Maybe it was my fault. Maybe I ate too much. Maybe I shouldn't have eaten all those noodles. Oh, New Jersey man killed by brain-eating amoeba. CDC tests Texas resort's pool for parasite. So that's a story about a man in New Jersey, but he got it in Texas, so you don't got to worry about it. If you're in Texas, come to New Jersey. You're safer. And stay out of that pool. Man, I don't like to go in a pool to begin with. So I've just had my all my fears. Well, I don't understand how you get a brain-eating amoeba from a... Do you got to have sex in the pool? Do you got to, like, let the water go up your asshole? I don't... Well, rest in peace. Sorry to make light of your... I wasn't making light. It's curiosity. But I understand it sounded like I was making light of the your tragedy. If you're listening to this podcast from, you know, over on the other side. Now, this is something I was thinking about. I meant to talk about this, but speaking about a dead person made me think about it. When somebody goes... I'm confused by the whole graveyard cemetery thing where somebody goes to a grave to talk to a person. You know, like Rocky goes to talk to Adrian in one of those Rocky movies. Not, I guess, Rocky Balboa. And he's like, I'm like, well, when you die, are you supposed to hang out by the grave, or is that supposed to be like a phone? Like you imagine they're in heaven, and this is like that you got to go over, you got to talk above their body. Why couldn't you just talk to them at home? Is my point. Nobody haunts a graveyard; they haunt a house. And then when they do Long Island Medium, they're never at a graveyard. They're at her house. Why are dead people over her house? To even, you know what I mean? I don't know why I threw it. You don't know what I mean at the end of that. But I'm confused by that whole, the logic there. Another reason I don't want to be buried in a cemetery. I don't even want to be cremated. I want to be, give me to the med students. Or, I mean, I guess cremation's fine. But don't keep the ashes around, fucking weirdo. What good are those? West Virginia University bans 5 fraternities from campus. I don't even need to know why. Great. Here's an idea. Get rid of fraternities. What's the fucking point of those? Just say, hey, you know, you can make friends. You don't got to make it official. You know, you can just hang out together. You can all live together. You can all do what you... But maybe you don't have to initiate and all wear the same fucking sweater. Stop being weird. You know what I mean? Just... for some reason, once you guys make it official, you get fucking psycho. And you want to use paddles and you want to do fucking weird shit. And then... I know people in Fresno, it's not like that, you don't understand. I don't give a fuck. Tell me I don't understand, I don't give a shit. It's still dumb. Even if it's like the hazing isn't that bad, it's the fact that it exists at all. Go fuck off. It's weird. Cut your bullshit. I'm not gonna do that. Let's see. The Nobel Prize in psychology or medicine in 2018 was awarded jointly to James P. Allison and Tsuku Hanjo for their discovery of cancer therapy by inhibition of negative immune regulation. Well, congrats to them. I don't know what any of that means, and I'm not going to read that article right now. All right, maybe we'll do like one more and then I'll get out of here because I'm nervous about getting this thing done. Justice Department sues to stop California net neutrality law. I guess because, California passed like a really strong law to help net neutrality or support it. And it goes against the FCC. I want to talk about it, but I'm just going to start yelling about that Jet Pie piece of shit who I fucking want to, I want to yell at him. I want to yell in his face. That's, Bellevue schools add camera to buses to catch drivers who illegally pass. So, if you're a bus driver in, Bellevue, you gotta be on the level. Sorry. I don't know what the illegally pass is, but I guess there's a big problem. Lindsay Lohan gets punched in face after accusing refugee family of trafficking. I tried to watch that video. It was a hard thing to watch. I feel bad for Lindsay Lohan because she looks like she's not well. So maybe let's not make fun of Lindsay Lohan. All right? Or kind of like just make a spectacle out. I mean, this is a news story. She put it out on Instagram, like live or whatever. So it's not going to not appear. But I'm not going to make... I shouldn't have even read that. I'm part of the problem. I'm sorry. Nope. Not reading that. And, what? I'm going to do this and I'm going to go. Border Patrol agent ordered to pay $220,000 after starting a 47,000-acre wildfire at gender reveal party. That's a lot. I'm assuming this Border Patrol agent is like, that's just, this person had this job and they did this kind of, this wasn't while they were working. I'm going to assume they were like, had to go to a gender reveal party and they were so annoyed by the concept that they set fire to something that then spread to a 47,000-acre wildfire. And as I can be sympathetic, while I can be sympathetic to the annoyance at the gender reveal party, I don't fucking get it. It's fucking weird. Why are you involving other people in this shit? Just send an email or text. I don't think you should set a fire, though. Absolutely not. I would say consider not going. I mean, maybe that was part of the excuse that I can't come, there's a fire. But you can come up with a better excuse. Just say you ate some bad Chinese food. Can't be there. All right. Solve that person's problem. Well, not really. See you guys tomorrow. We love you.